Praise God. Glory to God. Well, it's a great, great joy to be back here. We're so glad Pastor George and Terry made it back from Australia. And wow. Amen. And what a great treat to have Brother Copeland sing this morning. Man, how can I say thanks? Praise the Lord. The goodness of God, the mercy of God. And very thankful. Trent and I always have a super exciting, blessed, wild time every time we come here. I expect nothing less today. All right. So I don't want to put any pressure on you. There's a few less than usual, but look at somebody and say, you're going to have to double praise today and shout today. And you that are home right now, wherever you're at, I'm expecting you to praise God and lift up your voice and give God glory. Praise the Lord. You can be seated just for a moment. Praise the Lord. This morning, I was thinking about a story that is one in one of Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans' books. And if you don't know who Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans is, then she is a medical doctor and was very sick, very ill, got healed simply through faith. Faith in God, faith in the Word of God. And Dad Hagen, even before he had written any books, he carried Lillian B. Yeomans' books with him on the road. He said he carried Lillian B. Yeomans' books, and then he carried Smith Wigglesworth's book, Ever Increasing Faith, and Newsom's book on faith. And so I got started on it from Dad Hagen. And so I started reading her little books on faith, and I came across this particular story that's one of my favorite stories. And Lillian B. Yeomans calls this story the praise cure. I don't know if you've ever heard this story or not, but it's called the praise cure. And she tells a story here, and I'm going to have to read some of it so I'll get it exactly right. She said there's a missionary to China staying at Miss Carrie Judd Montgomery's Beulah Heights in Oakland, California. She had the most wonderful healing of smallpox while on the field by the application of the praise cure. She fearlessly nursed a sister missionary who had the disease, though she had not been vaccinated. She was standing on the promise that no plague should come nigh her dwelling. Then a very bad case of confluent smallpox came on her. She didn't know what to do, so she asked the Lord. And the Lord told her to sing and praise him for his faithfulness to his word. They isolated her, quarantined, they isolated her, contagious, and they told her to lay down and be quiet. But she said if she didn't praise God, the very stones would cry out. So she sang and sang and praised and praised. And the doctor said he feared for her life, that the case was serious, awful complications threatened, but she praised and praised and sang and sang. He said she was evidently delirious, but that he had so little help he could not restrain her. So she sang and sang and praised, and they told her that if by chance she recovered, she would be disfigured for life. And she sang and praised louder than ever. They asked, why do you pray so much? She answered, she said, because I have so many pox on me. And I'm praising God for his faithfulness for each one separately. So it said the Lord had shown her a vision of two baskets. One was containing her praising, and that basket was half full. The other basket, in which was her testing, or you could say the smallpox or her problem, the other basket, she said, was it was full. So the Lord told her that the praise basket must be filled so that it would outbalance the testing basket. And it says, so she kept at it. He told her, you got to praise, fill the praise basket. So outbalance the other testing or the problem basket. So it says her songs and shouts were so spirit filled that they were contagious. And the Christian nurses couldn't resist joining in. So they kept the place ringing. At last, the Lord showed her that the praise basket was now full and overflowing. And when the praise basket, when it sank, then the testing basket lifted into the air, and in a moment, as it seemed, the eruption and all attendant symptoms vanished, leaving no trace in the way of so much as a single scar. All right. Now listen, y'all got the picture here. In other words, she was standing on the promise that she would not get the smallpox, and then it broke out. And sometimes you're believing God for something and it looks like what's happening is just the opposite of what you're believing for. All right, let's try that again. How many ever been believing God for something and what's happening almost looks the opposite of what you're believing for? So she said, Lord, what am I supposed to do about this? And the Lord said, I want you to praise me for my faithfulness to my word. I want you to praise me for my faithfulness to my word. So it says, she just started singing and praising. The doctors told her to shut up and be quiet. She kept on singing and praising. And so the other nurses that were Christians joined in and were singing and praising. And so she got louder and louder until the Lord showed her the basket, the praise basket, got filled. And when the praise basket got filled, then it sunk and it lifted off from her all the symptoms of the smallpox. Listen, and it said, and almost it seemed like in a moment that the eruption, the smallpox, and all symptoms vanished, leaving no trace in the way of so much as a single scar. I'm going to believe some things that you're facing right now can vanish and leave no trace that it was ever even there. So Lillian B. Yeomans called this the praise cure. And so she says, here's what happened. She said, the praise cure works every time. It is not unpleasant. It is delightful. Matter of fact, it's not even expensive. Let's try. It's not expensive. Come on, you don't have to race the stores and try to get stuff out of there. Said, actually, the cost of it was met by Jesus through his blood, and the praise cure is available every moment to every one of us. Then she said, so are you ready to take your medicine? In other words, are you ready to take the cure? So then she quotes from 1 Peter 1:8, and she says, here's how you begin, 1 Peter 1:8. Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So here's what Lillian B. Yeomans said. She said, just believe what God says that Jesus has done for you, body, soul, and spirit. Think about it. Talk about it. Sing about it. Shout about it. And the praise cure has begun. Let's try that one more time. How many of y'all know 1 Peter 1:8? Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So she said the praise cure works every time. And it doesn't just work in one area. It'll work in every area of your life, spirit, soul, and body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. In other words, somebody said, what are you doing? You say, excuse me, I'm on medication right now. I'm taking my medicine. Hallelujah. And it said, if you'll sing about it, shout about it, the praise cure has already begun when you begin to fill up that praise basket. I want to ask you how your praise basket is doing today. I don't know how big your problem basket is, but if you fill up your praise basket, it'll lift everything off of you. Come on, so you need to walk around your house and just start praising God. Thank him for his faithfulness to his word. Come on, instead of looking at circumstances, start praising him for his faithfulness to his word. You say his word about what? About your spirit, your soul, your mind, your body, about the blood of Jesus, about the power of the stripes of Jesus. And just start praising God for his faithfulness to his word. And watch your problem not only lift off of you, and the devil may say that problem's going to be, it's going to be there forever. Oh, but no, it'll disappear without a trace, not a single scar, no evidence left that you ever had that problem because of the power of the word of God, the power of faith in God, faith in the blood of Jesus. So you begin to take the praise cure. Come on, it'll heal your mind, your soul, your body, your family, your marriage, every situation when you have faith in God. Take your medicine right now. Just start saying, praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness to your word. Praise God. I don't care how it looks right now. I dare you to just start praising God, thanking God, lifting your voice. Sing about it. Shout about it. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and shout about it right now. I said shout about it right now. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. Praise God. I said you got to fill the basket up. I said you got to fill the basket up. Come on, you got to fill the basket up. Some people do two or three praises and they go, that ought to be enough. No, she was going day and night. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shout about it. Sing about it. Rejoice about it. Rejoice over the word. Come on, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has purchased our eternal redemption, and by his blood, woo, he purchased our freedom. Go ahead and praise God a while. Come on, right where you're at, start praising God a while. Just lift your voice. I said, lift your voice. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Go ahead and laugh for a minute. Say, ha, ha, ha. You can sit down for a minute. Praise the Lord. Now the basket ain't full yet. I'm just giving you a little break. Pick it back up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You cannot just sit there with your mouth shut and expect the praise cure to work for you. You're going to have to open your mouth. Come on, you're going to have to open your mouth. I said you're going to have to open your mouth. Ha, ha, ha. Here's a little quote I got from Martin Luther. And he said this, I often laugh at Satan. And there's nothing that makes him so angry as when I attack him to his face. And I tell him that through God, I am more than a match for him. Just practice a little laugh and say, ha, ha. Amen. That's a laugh of faith. There is a laugh of faith. And you begin to praise God, give him thanks. Not a whiny thanks. Come on, a loud, bold, confident thanks to God. Yet believing you rejoice. Some people say, well, I'm just believing right now. No, yet believing you rejoice. People say, well, I'm believing right now. Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. And he said, that joy is a container for the glory of God. And yet to go from believing to receiving, receiving the outcome of your faith while you're praising and thanking God in the middle of it. Amen? Ha ha. You know the story about Dad Hagin, how that even after he had been healed, the symptoms all came back on him. When the symptoms came back on him, he said, serious in his heart, his chest, and he said, complications on the inside. He said, I knew it was very serious. So he said, before I went to bed, he said, I just decided to start laughing. He said, I just laughed. He said, I didn't feel like it. I didn't have any emotion to it. He said, there wasn't nothing exciting happening. He said, I actually had to force myself to laugh. I see some of you might need that instruction. He said, I had to force myself to laugh. So he said, I just laid there in the bed and just went, ha, 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 ha. He said, and while I was laughing, the thought came to my mind. He said, I knew it was the devil. And the devil said, this time you're not going to get your healing. He said, that's why I'm laughing. I don't have to get it. Jesus got it for me 2,000 years ago. So it's mine. I have it now. And then he continued laughing. Ha, 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 ha. How many know the devil doesn't always give up so easy? He said he came back again and said, what are you laughing about? This time you're not going to get your healing. He said, that's why I'm laughing. I don't have to get it. Jesus got it for me 2,000 years ago. And so he just kept on laughing. Ha, ha, ha. It's mine. I have it now. That means the fight of faith is you're never fighting for victory. You're always fighting from victory. You take your place in Christ, in everything Christ has done for you, and from that place of victory, that means you're never the challenger, you're always the champion. So he just went to laughing. He said, I laughed, forced myself to laugh for 45 minutes. Now, if I could just get some of y'all to laugh for 4 or 5 minutes, it would be a miracle. But we're talking about a laugh of faith. He said, so I just laughed for 45 minutes. 45 minutes. Ha, 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 ha. Several times the enemy, the devil, came back and said, you're not going to get it. He said, that's why I'm laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Now listen, did you know faith works the same in every area of life? Let's try that. I said, did you know faith works the same in every area of life? Not just healing, but every other area of victory, every other area of provision and blessing in your life. Ha, ha, ha. So he said, I just laughed and laughed. He said, and when I woke up, he said, every symptom was totally gone and it never came back. He said, you know, the devil don't like to be laughed at. Well, let's try that again. The devil don't like to be laughed at. I don't know what's facing you and what you're struggling with right now, but I dare you just to go ahead and laugh a little bit and say, ha, ha, ha. Say, Mr. Devil, that ain't going to work on me. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That ain't going to work on me and my house and my body and my family or my finances. I'm going to go ahead and laugh. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to give glory to God. I'm going to give him thanks. I'm going to thank him in the morning. Thank him all day long. I'm going to rejoice in his goodness. Rejoice in his mercy. I'm going to go ahead and rejoice. I'm going to go ahead and laugh. The way we said is, how would you act if you already had the thing you've been believing for? I mean, just go ahead and praise God. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Now, you know, C.S. Lewis, great writer, said something that I think I could never say it better than how he said it. He said, joy is the serious business of heaven. Or let's just say it this way, joy is serious business. So when you're facing this challenge, people say, you need to take this serious. you just go ahead and laugh and say, I'm taking this about as serious as I possibly can right now. I'm going to laugh and praise God. Matter of fact, I'm taking my medicine right now. I'm taking the praise cure right now, and I'm going to have to praise a while till I get the basket filled up. Praise God. Praise God. Some of y'all, your praise basket hadn't been filled up in years. I'm telling you, if you ever fill up your praise basket, all kinds of stuff will lift right off of you, and the goodness of God will be in manifestation. Go ahead and praise Him right now. Praise the Lord. Come on, right where you're at. Praise Him right now. Praise Him right now. Lift your voice and praise Him right now. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, lift your voice. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise God for His faithfulness to His word. Praise God for His faithfulness to His word. Woo! Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. How many of you know 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 22? When they're faced with all kinds of armies. One of my favorite verses says, and when they began to sing and to praise. Hallelujah. Come on, God said, you don't even need to fight in this battle. God said, I fight this battle for you. I'm taking care of it for you. All you need to do is do your part when they began to sing and to praise. In other words, they weren't even finished singing and praises, but when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against their enemies. And the enemy started attacking each other, and then they left all their wealth. Come on, they left, and they had 3 days, it says, gathering the spoil. How many like to go ahead and gather the spoil the next 3 days or the next 3 weeks or the next 3 months? When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord said, I'll take care of this for you while you're praising. Praise God, glory to God. While you're singing and praising, let's say it this way, while you're praising here, God is taking care of things for you back at your house. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, while you're praising here, something is happening in your future while you're praising here. While you're praising here, come on, right where you're at, just lift up your voice and give glory to God. When they begin, the Lord, woo! How many believe the Lord can fight your battle for you? How many believe in the United States of America when the church begins to praise God, when we lift up our voice? Praise the Lord. Ha ha. Practice laughing for a minute. Look at somebody and say, excuse me, I need to work on my praise basket for a minute here. I need to fill it back up. I've got a pastor friend that every time I call him, he answers the phone like this. Praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. How you doing, Mark? Every time. Praise God, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. How you doing, Mark? I said, what are you doing? He said, I just like to keep praising all day long. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Now, my daddy said my mama was the most uninhibited praiser that he had ever met. What's that mean? That basically means she didn't care what nobody thought about her. Just caring what people think about you can keep you from receiving from God. Come on, they told her, this lady in Little Miyoma's story, they told her to be quiet. Now, how many like to praise until somebody tell you to be quiet? Now, if she would have listened to them, she would have missed receiving her healing. In other words, it was already paid for by Jesus, but it was her faith and her praise that got the manifestation for her. So my mama, man, she started praising God. I don't know how to say that, but just, you didn't even have to have any fancy music going on. You didn't have to have anybody else. I call her the first responder. That means no matter what's happening, she start praising God. Even when other people thought nothing was happening, my mama would say, the power of God's here. Jesus is here. Jesus is Lord. And she just start praising God. Matter of fact, did you know the coronavirus is called the coronavirus because that virus has a crown on it? Did you know that Jesus has already dethroned that crown? And so Jesus is Lord. He's the King. You say the coronavirus ain't reigning around here. Jesus is Lord around here. I'm going to magnify the Lord. I'm going to lift up my voice and praise the Lord. Jesus is the healer. He's Lord. Coronavirus ain't ruling around here. Jesus is Lord. Ha-ha! Coronavirus got dethroned. Ha-ha! 2,000 years ago. Jesus is Lord. Give the Lord a shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and laugh a minute and say, ha, ha, ha. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Shout about it. Sing about it. Rejoice about it. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. His blood has already washed us. His blood has cleansed us. Victory is ours. This is the victory that overcomes the world. This is our faith in operation. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. Praise God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, work on the basket. Fill the basket up. Come on, that other stuff will lift off of you no matter what it is. It'll be gone so fast, there won't even be a trace that it ever happened in your life. I said, it'll be gone so fast, no trace. Ha, ha, ha. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise the Lord. Don't let me stop you if you just want to keep going a while. I ain't going home with you. You're going to have to start this on your own. I said, I ain't going to the house with you. You're going to have to get this stirred up on your own, in your house. Come on, in your faith, in your situation. Praise God. Glory to God. Come on, you watch online. Walk around your house. Start saying, glory to God. Jesus is Lord. I'm redeemed by the blood. That ain't coming in my house. I got the blood on the doorpost of my house. Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Woo. Woo. Come on, go ahead and act like Jesus is greater. Go ahead and act like God is greater. Act like his grace is greater. Act like the blood is greater. Ha, ha, ha. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, look at somebody and say, excuse me while I fill up my praise basket. Excuse me just a minute. Come on, I'm working on my basket right now. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Praise the Lord. God ordained strength to come out of your mouth. I said, God ordained strength to come out of your mouth to stop the enemy, stop the strategies of the enemy. Come on, out of your mouth. Open your mouth. That's where your strength, that's where your victory is in your mouth. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sit back down just a minute. Now, in my house, my mama uninhibited praise her. Praise God. Like I got up in the morning early, my mama would be sitting in her chair with her Bible on her lap, and she'd be praising God, praying in the Holy Ghost, and lifting her voice. God knows if she hadn't done that, I would not be here today. But she just stuck with it. And then you come over to church, And if there wasn't nothing happening, she'd stir something up. How many of y'all believe you can stir something up just by praising God? My mom would start praising God, giving glory to God. And then you know the story, she'd take off and run around the church. When I was a teenager, I used to pray that we would have services where she would be quiet. That we could have a dignified service. No, I took my friend came to church and he was there and I began to pray. Lord, please don't let nobody talk in tongues and please don't let my mama embarrass. I think Jesse Duplantis said, if you don't embarrass the devil, he will embarrass you. I mean, I have to go ahead and embarrass the devil right now and just praise God. Say, I'm not embarrassed. I'm going to give glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You don't have to have no PhD to do this. You just got to have a mouth, got to have a voice. Come on and refuse to be quiet about it and lift your voice and give glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So my mama would take her praise to the next level. Some people just have struggling at this level right here. My mama take it to the next level. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Then you knew she's just revving up her engines. Warming up, baby. So I'm just warming up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Some of y'all need to warm up your motor right now or something. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, you know that's not the end of it. Come on, that's just the beginning of it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Then my mama go, hallelujah, woo, and she take off running around the church. My friend said, who is that woman? I said, I have no idea who this woman is. I was so embarrassed. Then my daddy would try to stand up and explain it to the visitors. My daddy would say, some of y'all think this is not necessary, and it's not necessary unless it's necessary. So while they're trying to figure that out. Because you always got somebody thinks they know what's necessary and what's not necessary. But if God said you're going to have to shout while the walls are still standing, it must be necessary for you to shout. If that was the end of it. No, my mama was contagious. She had been tested 100% positive for the spirit of faith. She was carrying. She's contagious. That means she'd start praising. Then she didn't know what else to do. But Dad Hager was the first one we ever saw run around the church at my dad's church. The first one I ever saw. But he had preached the word. And then he'd start rejoicing and praising God over that word. Come on. How you receive the word, you don't just sit there and think about it. Jesus didn't say, come unto me and think. He said, come unto me and drink. If you'd drink better, you'd think better. That means you can't just have a thinking relationship with God. You got to have a drinking relationship with God. And some people need drinking lessons, I can tell you that. Because when you drink from his presence, come on, there's healing there. There's deliverance there. There's blessing there when you drink from his presence. So I know something about drinking. You cannot drink with your mouth shut. It's good if you have some drinking friends. And drinking music is really good if you can have some drinking music. I was just preaching in Nashville, Tennessee, and they had maybe at least 100 Marines that had been in the Marines years ago, and they all rode their Harleys up there to the Marines. There's about 100 of them staying at the same hotel. And I noticed they were bringing in these big luggage carts full of drinks. And it was like beer and stuff like that. I'm talking about giant luggage carts full, rolling them in, hundreds of them. So we witnessed to some of them, and then we were on our way to church. So we asked them kind of, what is this? They said, well, it's kind of a reunion. Well, what do y'all do at your reunions? They said, well, we do have a few meetings, but mostly we just drink. So I like to tell people, they said, well, we just had a conference last week. They said, what do you do in your meetings? Well, we have a few meetings, but mostly we drink. In other words, don't just think. The moment you exercise your faith, you begin to receive and take a drink from the presence of God. And there's healing in that water. There's life in that water and in His presence. So my mama wasn't just a thinker. She's a drinker. And you have to be careful you don't sit in the thinking section. Come on, you got to sit next to a few people and say, are you a drinker or just a thinker? Because if you're just a thinker, I need to move over to the drinking section. You get over the drinking So my mama, come on, and she had stirred the whole church up. And she had started off this way. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you. You say, what's going on? There's a fight going on, I can tell you that. That's a fight. Come on, I said, there's a fight going on. There's a fight going on here. But it's a different kind of fight. It's a fight of faith. So mama, praise God. Glory to God. What's she doing? She's facing something physically or mentally or probably in the family. But physically, mentally. And she's letting the devil know he ain't winning in this situation, but that Jesus is Lord. And she said, devil, you ain't winning. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Then she'd take off and run. Praise God. Glory to God. And she started running. She just take off, run around the church, run down the aisle, run down the other aisle. Glory to God. Devil, you ain't winning. Coronavirus ain't winning. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. Glory. Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. While you're praising, while you're rejoicing, things are turning in the realm of the Spirit. Things are turning in your life. Things are turning by the power of God. While you're praising, while you're rejoicing, giving God thanks and rejoice over His word, thank Him for His faithfulness to His word, and just say, Lord, I know you're watching your word. I know you perform your word. I know your word is working mightily in my life. Praise God. Go ahead and shout at your house, wherever you're at right now. Go ahead and praise God at your house. Go ahead and run around the living room at your house. Ha, ha, ha. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Ha, ha. Now, sit down just a minute if you can. Praise the Lord. Don't let me stop you while you're filling your basket. Fill up your praise basket. Some people act like their problem is so complicated, and really, just fill up your praise basket. We checked your basket. It needs to be filled again. Fill up your praise basket. Hebrews 13:15, what does it say? By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Let's try that one more time. By Him, what does that mean? Because of what Jesus has done. In Him, because of His blood, because of His sacrifice, let us remember His sacrifice and and honor his sacrifice by giving a sacrifice of praise. In other words, your sacrifice of praise connects you to his sacrifice of redemption for your life. Oh, you ought to get happy already. I said, your sacrifice of praise will connect you to Jesus, the perfect sacrifice. Praise God. Glory to God. Jesus paid it all. Come on, he didn't leave nothing out. He paid it all. Ha, 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 ha. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. I don't know if you have it up, but you know, Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Let's try continually. 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 Continually, continually. That is, come on, what is it? The fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Woo, come on. That means the fruit of your lips giving thanks to his name. Continually, we offer the sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of our what? Lips. What does that mean? That means there is no such thing as unexpressed thanks. All right, let's try this out over here. In other words, you cannot be thankful without it coming out of your mouth. Giving thanks to God continually, the fruit of our lips. Woo, praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Ha, ha, ha. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, well, I don't feel nothing. No, faith comes first. Feelings have to show up later. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Now look at Acts 16:25. Acts 16:25, here's what it says. Acts 16:25, it says at midnight. At midnight. Come on, that means a bad time, tough time. Paul and Silas. Oh, I love this verse. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. That means there's no silent faith going on here. There's no silent praying and no silent praising. Said the prisoners heard them. And it says at midnight, what had happened there? You know, they'd been beaten, embarrassed. Their backs were bleeding, their hands are bound, their feet are bound. So the Lord said it to be this way. He said, imagine Paul and Silas at midnight. Come on, their backs are bleeding, their hands are bound, their feet are bound. They're in pain. And imagine Paul saying, Mr. Devil, looks like you did a good job. I'm in pain, I'm embarrassed. You got my hands bound, my feet bound. But Mr. Devil, you made one big mistake. You should have taped my mouth shut. You should have taped my mouth shut. Because long as I can move my mouth, I can move a mountain. So long as I can move my mouth, I have authority in my voice. So long as I can move my mouth. So come on, how many of you got your mouth open right now? As long as I can move my mouth. Come on, mountains got to move. Paul and Silas lifted their voice, sang praises to God. It says the prisoners heard them, but the prisoners were not the only one that heard them. Their praise, their voice went all the way up into heaven. And the power of God came down on that sound. I said the power of God came on that sound. Woo! The Lord said it to me this way. He said, your voice is your address in the realm of the Spirit. Your voice is your address. The power of God came down on their exact address. The chains fell off. The doors came open. And not only were they set free, but everybody in the whole jail went free. You cannot afford to be silent in this situation. That means if you'll dare to lift your voice, not only will it set you free, but it'll set people all around you free if you'll dare to lift your voice. They just started singing praises to God, giving glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Your faithfulness to your word. Your faithfulness to your name. Praise God. Come on, practice while. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. Ha, 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 ha. Ha. Come on, take it to the next level. Ha, 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 ha. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God. Come on, I got to fill my basket up here. I don't know what you're facing, but it'll lift off of you if you'll dare to fill up that praise basket and give the glory to God, give thanks to God, magnify the Lord, magnify his word. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Ha, 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 ha. Keep standing just for a moment. It says that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. Let's try this over time. Come on, you got the word. You got the promise. Abraham didn't stagger at that and say, oh, that's too good. That can't happen here. He staggered not at the promise of God, but he became strong in faith. He became strong in faith, giving glory to God. Being fully persuaded what God has promised, he is able also to perform it. He will bring it to pass. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promise. I rejoice over your word. I rejoice over your word. Come on, it may not look like it right now, may not feel like it right now, but I dare you to fill up your praise basket. Fill up your praise basket. Thank God for his faithfulness to his word. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Sit back down a minute. Praise the Lord. I'm just about finished, Pastor Joel. Here's what Brother Hagin, he said, Dad Hagin, I've listened to a lot of his messages many, many times. But the one of my favorites is the one he has on confession. And there's probably more than one, but my favorite one is called Four Kinds of Confession. And I usually get to the number two or three in that one. And he goes into the confession of your faith. The power of the confession of your faith. Hold fast to your confession of faith. Without wavering. The importance of your confession. Hold fast. We have a great high priest. Let us hold fast our confession. Hold on tight. Don't turn loose of it. Amen. Then Hebrews 3:1, Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. Y'all still with me? Hebrews 3:1, 4:14, 10:23. Did you know Hebrews 13:15 is the same identical word as confession? In Hebrews 4:14. Y'all still with me? What's that? Giving thanks to his name is the same Greek word as confession in 4:14. In other words, while you're praising God, it's your confession that God is greater, that Jesus is Lord, Amen. And your confession of faith, holding fast to that, that the original initial confession of the believer is that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is the undisputed heavyweight champion of the universe. He is Lord. He's master. Hallelujah. His blood. I said his blood. Woo, his blood. It's the blood of his cross. And God sees us through that blood, but it's not just the blood of his cross. Because Hebrews 9:12 says he took his blood into heaven when he was raised from the dead, and he obtained eternal redemption for us. So it's not just the blood of his cross, it's literally the blood of his triumph and the blood of his resurrection. And the blood of Jesus is in the presence of God right now, and God lives in constant view of that blood. That blood, woo, has opened heaven. But that blood comes into direct contact with a believer's heart through faith and through the power of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit are inseparable. Wherever the blood of Jesus is honored, the Holy Spirit will work. Wherever the Holy Spirit works, the blood of Jesus will be honored. Everything that the blood of Jesus does in heaven, the Holy Spirit does in the believer's heart. It must not just be faith without application. To have faith in the blood means there must be an application. And in the book of Hebrews, he says that application happens through your confession and through your praise. My mama was constantly slinging the blood everywhere. You know what I mean by that? Because in the Old Testament, when they had worship, they put blood on everybody. They're slinging blood on everybody. You couldn't even go to church and worship without getting blood on you. Come on, it's in Hebrew, Exodus in Hebrew. Priest, take blood, sprinkle the book, sprinkle everybody. My mama would sling blood, sprinkle the blood by faith. In other words, she would lift her voice and she would say something like, I plead the blood. Now, we didn't know what that meant. And some people say, well, that's not in the New Testament. And I tried to tell my mother that. She said, well, it seems to be working for me, so I'm going to keep doing it. So Dad Hagin said, he said, I didn't know what the Spirit-filled people were doing. He said, I was raised Baptist, so I came over to the Spirit-filled people because they believed in healing. He said, that's how I got filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, so when I came over to Spirit-filled people, he said, our Pentecostal people, he said, they would always say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. He said, I didn't understand exactly what they were doing, but he said, it worked so well for me, I still do it to this day. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. What does that mean? Plead is simply a legal term. That means I bring my case to rest. How do you plead? I bring my case to rest on the power of the blood of Jesus, what it's done in heaven, what it does in my heart, what it does over the devil. I plead the blood right now. I apply that blood and I rest my case. Nothing left to do but praise right now because I rest my case on the power of that blood. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. My mama had a lot of applications for that. In the Old Testament, I plead. But in the New Testament, it's called faith in the blood from Romans 3:25. Faith in the blood. I plead the blood. Synonymous. I have faith in the blood. I rest my case on the power of the blood. So my mama said, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. Many applications. If she felt sickness or disease coming on her body or something, she'd say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. If we're going on a trip, she'd say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. So I grew up around that. Even one time I brought a girlfriend home from high school, had a miniskirt on. I could tell my mama didn't like her because she said, I plead the blood of Jesus right now. Finally, I brought Trina home from Bible college, and my mama said, thank God for the blood. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood, or I apply the blood. I lift my voice, and I apply it to the doorpost of my family and my life. In other words, I don't just believe in the blood in the house. I got the blood on the doorpost. And God said, when I see the blood, there's a covering over your life, a divine covering. Ha, 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 ha. So somebody's got to put the blood on the doorpost. Somebody's got to start talking about it, praising God for it. Lift your voice and make a confession of faith about the power of the blood of Jesus. So in Hebrews, you've got the blood covenant. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, God is working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Boy, you ought to laugh about that. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. So you've got the blood covenant. You've got the blood of his cross and his death. And then you've got the blood concerning your confession of faith. So my mama would say, the blood of Jesus. And I got this little card from Grace Ruth. And she said it this way, the blood of Jesus purges me from every defilement of the enemy. Let's try that again. The blood of Jesus. Here's the way Wigglesworth said it. There's not one thing in me the blood does not cleanse. Come on, let's try that. I don't know if I'm supposed to stay up there or not, but I'm coming down here, man. Praise the Lord. So your confession, come on, mixed with your praise and lifting your voice. The blood of Jesus, I plead the blood, or the blood of Jesus purges me from every defilement of the enemy. There's not one thing in me the blood does not cleanse. And Jesus, when he said, this is my blood, this is my body, in the New Testament, this blood of the New Testament for the remission of sin. Someone pointed out forgiveness in the Old Testament, but remission in the New Testament. The difference between forgiveness and remission is remission means cancellation of penalty and the removal of guilt. Amen. Go ahead and laugh for a minute. Uh-huh. In the Old Testament, God said, I will not remember your sin. But in the New Testament, the blood has the power to remove your sin from your remembrance. In other words, sin consciousness is removed from you and guilt is removed from you by the power of the blood of Jesus. Woo, that means not only did God forget about it, but I forgot about it because of the power of the blood. So your confession, woo, I got to finish here. What time is it? 12 o'clock. The blood of Jesus. Get your snack and come back and pay attention. The blood of Jesus. Your confession of faith. The basis of your praise. The blood of Jesus purges me from every defilement of the enemy. Andrew Murray said, you honor the blood by boldly confessing that it cleanses you from all sin. From all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. Woo! Andrew Murray said, to enjoy this blessing, Nothing is necessary except faith in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. He said, the blood of Jesus has done everything. This blood. Woo! Has opened heaven, reached into your conscience, into your heart, and we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That means the power of that blood, woo, and your confession of faith. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, the power of that blood. I'm rejoicing over that blood. I'm redeemed by the blood. I'm washed in the blood. Enjoy this blessing. Boy, I feel like slapping somebody this morning. I said, to enjoy this blessing. I said, to enjoy this blessing. Nothing is necessary except faith in the blood of Jesus. His blood alone has done everything. Come on, he purchased our freedom with his own blood. Are you washed in the blood? Are you cleansed by the blood? Act like you're free because of the blood. Act like you're blessed because of the blood. You take this cup of blessing because of the blood of Jesus. His blood is on the doorpost of your house. His blood over your soul and over your life. His blood, come on, it reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. That gives us strength. Woo! It will never lose its power. It will never lose its power. Ha! Ha ha! Woo! Ha 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 ha! Sit down 1 minute. I'm just about finished. Pastor George, tell me if you want me to stop. Listen. When you take communion, woo! Yeah. Yeah. Your confession, but when you take communion of the Lord's Supper, come on, the body, the blood. Our little grandson, Dylan, we've had 2.5 years. 2.5 years ago, he's a twin, when he's 3 years old, diagnosed with leukemia. Man, 2.5 years, man, hospital 2.5 years. Quarantined much of the time. And so we thought he is finished. And 1 week before they rang the bell, the doctor came out and said, we've seen some bad cells. And so he needs to have a bone marrow transplant. Man, we were like, wow. But you know, we ain't whooped. I said, we ain't whooped. So she sent us to New Orleans with my daughter and Dylan. We had, oh, how long? 4 or 5 months in New Orleans. Quarantined most of the time. And so she took, they had to get a donor and found that Gavin, Dylan's brother, was a donor. Three of them qualified, but Gavin was the best. And Gavin was not that happy about it. And so Gavin had to go in the hospital 4 days, and they took his blood, put a line to his heart, and took his blood for 4 days, and they got enough blood to last the rest of Dylan's life. And they took the blood, put it in a dialysis machine, and got the stem cells. And then the day came where they were going to give Gavin's stem cells to Dylan. And we had to go outside. We're looking through a glass. Doctor was in there. And she's done so many of these, just a great lady. And she put Gavin's stem cells on a pole. It looked just like a cross when we were looking there. Wow. Precious blood on that pole. And she said, the next 6 hours are going to be critical because either he's going to receive those stem cells or he will reject them. We said, when those stem cells go into Dylan, he's going to say, welcome. Come home. We're glad to see you. Come on in. Amen. Now, here's what the doctor said. The doctor said, here's the starting, the stem cells of Gavin, the donor, going into Dylan. And before the process started, she stood by the bed and she said to Dylan, Mr. Dylan, we are getting ready to say goodbye to you because you will never be the same person after this. We studied some of it and we found out that once the bone marrow transplant takes place, that literally, if Gavin had committed a crime, Dylan could be convicted of it because they have the same blood, same DNA. And that literally Gavin's, if his eye color was different from Dylan, it would change Dylan's eye color, change his hair, change his skin. Listen, and because that new blood runs through his brain, they said it will even affect his personality, which means he's going to start liking what Gavin likes and start disliking what Gavin don't like. It's very true to this day. So when that blood started going in, those stem cells started going in to Dylan, 6 hours, Dylan was just singing through the whole process. Matter of fact, for 2.5 years, we would play Eddie James' song, The Same Spirit That Raised Jesus from Death, and Dylan would dance, and we'd all dance. And before he left the hospital the other day, before he got in the car, none of us told him, but before he got in the car in front of the hospital in New Orleans, Dylan said, excuse me, I'm not getting in the car yet. I need to dance. So he danced in front of the hospital. He just went like this. Man, I come out of that. So perfect 6 hours. Then just a few weeks later, the doctor said, now I'm going to test him and see what percentage of Gavin's stem cells are in Dylan and what percentage are Dylan's old stem cell. So we're like, praise the Lord, because we want good success. And she came back. She said, I got some good news. She said, we hardly ever see anything like this. That Dylan is already 100% Gavin. Medical science can do something like that. I wonder who the donor was that gave you his blood. I wonder who the donor was that gave you his blood. Oh, the blood of God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, his blood, the blood of Jesus. Ha-ha! His blood applied to you. You say, welcome, come on in, we're glad to see you. I'm redeemed and washed in the blood. Ha, 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 ha. I sit down just one more minute. Listen. So here's what the doctor said. Before they did the stem cell, she talked to us for 3 hours. She said, does anybody have any questions? I said, I have a question. Because I want to know why a year ago you said leukemia was in remission a year ago. And now we're doing this. I want to know why. She said, well, actually, there's two kinds of remission. The first kind of remission is just where the cancer's not working. She said, but with the bone marrow transplant, there's another kind of remission that we call molecular remission. She said, we're going for molecular remission, where we can study every molecule in Dylan's body, and there'll be no evidence he ever had leukemia. In the Old Testament, you had one kind of remission. But in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, God said, I'm going for another kind of remission. I'm going for no evidence you ever had that situation by the power of the blood of Jesus, that you're a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. Everything has become new. Go ahead and laugh for a minute. Say, ha! Ah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Sit back down just a minute. So when you take communion, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 to 26 around there. Paul said, you do show the Lord's death until he comes again. When you take the cup, which is his blood, in the chapter before that, Paul called it the cup of blessing. In the Old Testament, the blood was applied externally, but in the New Testament, you drink the blood. You drink the blessing. Your blood blessed. I said your blood blessed. Your confession produces a consciousness. Woo, of what the blood of Jesus, what it does in heaven, what it does in you, and what it does over hell. Come on, we're slinging blood everywhere. So when he said, you do show the Lord's death, a writer pointed this out. I'm not sure who did that, but they pointed out that the word show in that word is literally the word promulgate. Promulgate. You do promulgate the Lord's death until he comes again. You promulgate. Well, the definition for promulgate is this. You put a law into effect. That's when you take communion, the cup and the blood and the bread, you promulgate, show. You put a law into effect by an official proclamation. So I was preaching this in Mexico City. My interpreter said, we know what the word promulgate is down here. He said, because when we say promulgate, it comes from a husband and a wife when they get married. They say, I now pronounce you man and wife. You two are now one. I just promulgate. So your confession is more than just a few words. And when you take communion, we ain't just having crackers here. When you drink the cup, your faith is engaged in that. So you put a law into effect. So when you take communion, you say, now, Mr. Devil, it is illegal for you to do that in my house. Because I'm putting a law into effect. So when Dylan had that bone marrow transplant, we, our daughter, her husband, got all the kids together and they had communion together. Put the blood, drink the blood, put the blood on the doorpost, the blood covenant. And she said, Mr. Devil, it is illegal for you to keep this on my son because of the blood of Jesus. His body was broken, his blood for our freedom. Woo, come on. And when they came out of Egypt, whoo, said they came out with joy. I don't know. I don't know if we can get anybody happy yet. I said, when they came out of Egypt, they came out with joy. They came out with joy. They came out with joy. I said, they came out with joy. When they came out, they came out with joy. And it said, and there was not one sick one out of the whole tribe. He gave them the land of the heathen, and they came out with silver and gold. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Stand up on your feet and give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo! Come on, I will not be silent. I lift my voice. I'm washed in the blood. I have faith in the blood. I plead the blood. I overcome by the blood. Come on, I got a blood covenant. Ha ha. So here's, let me finish with this, Pastor George, I'm ready. What time is it anyway? All right. The blood of Jesus purges me from every defilement of the enemy. The blood of Jesus guards my mind day and night. The blood of Jesus prevents deception and aborts every attempt of the enemy to deceive me. The blood of Jesus is my divine covering and protection against every attack of the enemy. Come on, I got the blood on it. I got the blood on it. He said, and the blood of Jesus is so full of grace, it perfects what concerns me and reconciles everything in me to the perfect will of God every day and in every way. Come on, I'm redeemed by the blood. I'm washed in the blood. Come on, give the Lord a shout right now. What is your confession? Praise God. Come on, fill up your praise basket right now. I said, fill up your praise basket right now. Praise the Lord.